Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. It is late in the day today, yet I'm excited, and I knew I had to bring you what the Lord has given me to share. First of all, I want to say welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. If you're returning to the podcast, welcome back. You are wise. I am so excited. I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing in this season. I must tell you, coming in, just a little bit about what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast. Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion. You can always expect a word of encouragement because we expect that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. No matter who you are, at some point in your life, you're going to need a word of encouragement. So whenever you come to this podcast, that's what you can expect. And what we expect from you is that you share knowledge of the podcast. Let people know we're here. Our lane here is encouragement. So when you come here, that's what you can expect. And we want others to be encouraged. So if you let them know where we are, we would certainly appreciate that. Now, if you want to contact us, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. If you want to talk with us, if you email us and just let us know, that way we'll have your email address. We can have something, we can set something up. We have access to conference lines and we'll be more than happy. Just another thing I want to explain to you as well. We believe in God here. Everything that we do, we base on the written word of God. We don't do anything without basing it on the word of God. Or we seek God, we believe in God, we believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we believe in God. And we do that because everyone has free will of choice. Now, we know everyone doesn't believe in God. And of course, that's their choice, whomever chooses not to. But here we do believe in God. And what we share with you are things that revelations that we've received based on personal experience that we have with our relationship with God. So we read the Bible daily, and we suggest that everyone read the Bible for themselves. Therefore, we have some information about a wonderful tool that you can use. The last time I used it, it was free. I used it today. I use it pretty much every day. It's BibleGateway.com. Again, that's BibleGateway.com. And if you visit that website, you're going to find a number of translations of the Bible that you can select from. Just pick the one that's easiest for you to read. Now there's also, I said this before, some of the translations you can get as Audibles, and they will read them to you. You just have to learn how to use the technology. I'm sure if you're able to find this podcast, you'll be able to go to that website, and if you want to choose an Audible edition, you can. And if you like to read, just pick that and read it for yourself. And then, as I said, everything we do here is based on scripture. I don't necessarily give out scriptures on this particular podcast. I have another podcast that I do, Let Go, Let God. And if you go to my Facebook page, that's under Charlene Brownlow. You can't miss it. You'll get all the details. But if you email me and you want that, we'll share. And hopefully you'll get what you need. Go to the library of this podcast And you'll see a number of segments. They all build on each other because I can't cover everything in just, you know, one segment. You'll find most segments are right. They were 15 minutes. They're right around 20 minutes now because I'm finding that I'm getting a little longer winded because sometimes you just need a few more minutes to explain some things and complete the thought. So again, we want to hear from you. And we want to share with you because we have a God that we know about and we know he's made us some promises and we've done the one thing here that was needful. That's choosing him, choosing to seek him, to find out. Basically, we know that we believe he created us and reading his word, we find out what that means. Reading the Bible, which is basic instruction before or while living here on the earth. So if you really want to know how to take care of a car or, you know, what pertains to a car, you want to read the driver's manual. So if you want to know about life, we suggest you read the manual that the Creator translated through the hands of writers. And he used each writer in their own unique personality. But what I want to speak about today, which I believe he wants me to share with you today, is that he already knows. He already knows you. In his word, it's written that he knows every thought that's in our head and every word before it comes out of our mouth. He already knows. He is a sovereign God and he sits on the circle of the earth. He created everything. You can just look around and see his handiwork. I heard someone, there's been so many things that have gone on between last podcast that I made last Saturday and this Saturday. Someone called the Walking Bible, Johnny James, transitioned. And I had an opportunity to meet that gentleman only once. And it was probably about almost 25 years ago. But the fact is, just that one meeting with him, he was such a phenomenal figure. And you can Google his name, Johnny James, and you can find out, you know, what he was all about. He evangelized in over 139 countries. He was a walking Bible. He committed to memory. And there's so many things that you can find if you want to look on YouTube. They gave the link for his homegoing service. And then there's others information there. This is what makes our technology so wonderful today. You know, you don't, when a person leaves, you don't just lose all the knowledge that was here with them. We used to have books and we still have books, but now we can make podcasts and various YouTube videos and so on and so forth. We can make, it's just wonderful. So if you want to look that name up, it was Johnny James, the Walking Bible. And he was literally a walking Bible. And there is a segment where there's an interview with his wife where he talks about how he came to be who he was and how the Lord used him. Now, I'm not saying I always agree with everything that he says. We, you know, we all are individual expressions of God and we all walk in our lanes. So, you know, anything that you can glean, if you can glean one or two things, even from this podcast, something that will help you and improve your quality of life, then you've been blessed. And in the earlier segments of this podcast, I always say, since I know everybody doesn't believe in God, but I do want you to have the benefit of the love of God in your life. So that's why I endeavor to come here. In most cases, I'm as generic as I possibly can be so that you can just hear what I'm saying. And then if you want to know more, you can call. Well, you can't really. Well, you could call and ask, but email first and then we'll arrange something and give you the details, give you the scriptures. Or if you want just the hardcore scripture, just go to the podcast, Let Go, Let God. I haven't done a segment there in a while, but there are many segments there that you can listen to, and they give all of the scriptures along with it. But what I was saying today, what I believe I'm supposed to be sharing with you today is God already knows. And I just have to tell you, he already knows. He already knows you. I listened to his homegoing service. He was honored quite well. But yet then this morning, I went in and fellowship because I travel on a circuit of churches that, you know, I fellowship with. And I just go where the Lord leads me when the Lord leads me to go. And this morning, I was in a wonderful Bible class, and we talked about how God does know us. And we talked about three examples of people that God used, some in the Old Testament, some in the New Testament, after, you know, Jesus was resurrected. But there were three in particular. One was Saul, who was mighty in the Old Testament. Well, in the New Testament, but he knew the Old Testament because he was Jewish, and he sat at the foot of Gamaliel, and he was renowned for knowing the law, the Hebrew law. It said he was Hebrew of Hebrews and so on and so forth. He sat at the foot of Gamaliel, and, you know, he had everything. You know, he was bred right and everything in the Jewish community. And he really persecuted Christians. He did, because he thought, you know, he was so committed, just like some people can be so committed to what they do in their heart, yet it doesn't necessarily make what they do right. And Saul meant well. He just, at that time, his name was Saul. That's before his name. God changed his name to Paul after God saved him and opened his eyes. And he began the thing that he preached against. He began to preach, and people didn't want to trust him because he was so fierce when he didn't know who Jesus was. And he had a personal experience on a road called Damascus. At that particular point in time, he had requested letters from the authorities where he was, and he was going to bring the Jewish people bound, whomever was preaching, anybody that was preaching and teaching in the name of Jesus, because he just felt like, you know, that wasn't the right thing to do. And he was committed to the law. He was. And he knew the law. Saul did. But, you know, God knew Saul. And God, see, that's one thing about God. He knows all of us. He knows our hearts. He can see our hearts. He knows why we do things we do. And he doesn't hold it against us. He just offers us an opportunity to do it different or do it in a way that's pleasing to him. Do it so that you can learn the plan of salvation, so that you don't just crash and then burn. And that's, you know, no pun intended, but that's what it is. When you won't do what he tells you he knows will work for you, you know, people tend to crash and burn. Crash meaning in life, just literally destroy themselves, and then burn, because if you refuse Jesus, you know, there's an alternative. You heard about the lake of fire. It wasn't created for us. The Bible tells us it was created for the adversary and his angels. Yet some people who refuse to accept the plan of salvation, that's, you know, that's their alternative. So you don't have to be concerned about God not knowing you or God not loving you. And some people don't want to allow the Lord to use them because they're afraid. They've committed so many sins. I'll use that word. They've just lived so wrong, as they say, so ratchet and so raggedy that God can't use them. And that's really interesting because in the book of Isaiah, that's another one, that Isaiah was, I believe, a king's nephew. His name was Uzziah. And as long as Uzziah was alive, the king, you know, if he was the king's nephew, I know he was a relative in that royal family. He benefited. He was in his uncle's shadow all of that time. And God knew Isaiah's heart, and he knew how he was going to use Isaiah. But Isaiah really had no need for God as long as he was living, you know, off of his uncle. You know, his uncle was the king. It's sort of like the royal family today. You see what happens, you know, how they work it. But anyway, back in that day, Isaiah really was benefiting from his uncle being king. But when his uncle died, things changed. And the Bible says that the day that his uncle died, you know, Uzziah saw the Lord. And then when he saw just how magnificent God was and just how far he was from God, when the Lord revealed himself to him, he was telling the Lord how unworthy he was. And he didn't think the Lord could use him in any way. And he didn't even think he could approach God. And really, in the Old Testament, before Jesus went to the cross, none of us could approach God and live, period. But with Jesus' death on the cross, there was a divine exchange. So the Lord already knew the wretchedness. He knows the wretchedness. He knows what people deal with when they don't understand his plan of salvation, really. So he changed Paul's name from Saul to Paul. He met him on the Damascus Road and helped him understand who he should be. But then again, he already put people in place to go to Saul, a man named Ananias, who, when the Lord approached him to tell him, go to Saul, he said, I don't want to deal with Saul. He was afraid of Saul because he knew what Saul was all about. He knew how Saul felt about those that was preaching and teaching Jesus. And he didn't have nothing to do with him. Out of fear, he didn't want to be bothered. But the Lord told him, you know, I know Saul. I know what he's been doing. Don't worry about it. I've taken care of that. He's praying now. In other words, Saul was converted on the Damascus Road, and God had already prepared Ananias to go to him to help him understand. So if you want to know about that story, let me know. Then after Saul did that big conversion, the people he had got the authority papers from, he had to go back to them and preach to them, you know, because the Lord said he was going to show Saul what Saul was going to have to suffer for his sake, because there were consequences for the things that, you know, Saul did. And Saul, I'm not talking about King Saul. I'm talking about Saul, who was changed to Paul and became one of Jesus. He was an apostle, but he met Jesus on the Damascus Road. He wasn't chosen like the 12 apostles. Even when Judas lost his apostleship, it didn't go to Paul. It went to someone named Matthias. But, you know, that shows you how man thinks he knows what God wants. But they drew lots. You know, they did the best they could based on what they knew. But that spot later was for Paul, whose name was changed, heart was changed, and so on. And of course, Peter, who was one of Jesus' disciples, an apostle, Peter, the one that was arrogant, the one that denied Christ initially, when he finally got his situation straight, he got all high-minded, and he just thought, no one at that time, because there was a appointed time for everybody to be able to come to Jesus. So first it was to the Jews, and Peter was a Jew, so it was to them. So he was not wrong there. And then he sent Peter. He had to show Peter that he had made it possible for everyone to receive the gospel and for everyone to be saved. But he had to show Peter that in a vision and tell him, because Peter thought everything that was common or unclean, you know, he didn't want to have to do it. And you couldn't blame him because, you know, the Jewish people had their own law that they had to live by. So Peter wasn't doing anything wrong with regard to what he had been taught. It's just that God was showing and bringing in and ushering in something different, because he had other people that he wanted to be saved, just like me and you. You know, we're able to come in because of what the Lord Jesus did on the cross, the divine exchange. So I just want you to know that God already knows you. He already knew them. He already knew how he was going to use them. Just like if you come to the Lord, he's got something he wants you to do for him. He knows your heart. You know, a lot of times you just think maybe God can't use you, or you can't do this or can't do that. All you really have to do is, which you've probably already done, is invite him in. And if you invite him in and if you focus on him and see him in the middle of every situation, he will help you no matter what your condition is. Because the Lord God that I'm talking about is sovereign. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He just wants you to be sober. And you may hear something that sounds like thunder. That's because a storm is coming. But anyway, I had to get this out. He just wants you to be sober, but he wants you to resist the enemy. Judge God faithful. If you resist him, he wants you to be vigilant and sober. First of all, he wants you to cast every care you got to him. He don't want you trying to figure it out. He just wants you to come to him, talk to him about it. Any concern you got, nothing too big or too small. He wants you to observe. He wants you to be sober. He wants you to be alert and cautious. He wants you to just cast your care on him, all your worries, all your concern. And I'm telling you, the adversary is tricky. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. And any way that he can get in to steal or kill or destroy you, he'll try that. So the Lord already knows. Come to Jesus. See him in the middle of every situation. Just acknowledge him. If you just look in his direction and say the name Jesus, that's acknowledging him. Get rid of those cares. Give them to him. Just talk to him. Tell him truly how you feel. He already knows. He's the only one that knows exactly how you feel. And he's the only one that knows exactly what to do that will work. He's the only one that can put everything in place that you need. All he wants you to do is submit to his divine direction. Seek him. Know he's a sovereign God. That he wants you to accept the fact that he can help you. Expect him to help you. Trust him. Trust in divine intervention in your situation. Come on. Do not let the enemy just wear you out. And he will if you allow him to. The enemy comes to kill, to steal from you, and destroy. If he can't kill you, he'll steal whatever he can from you. And when he finds out those things don't work, he'll do everything to try to destroy you. But he's a liar and the father of lies. God already knows. The God we believe in is sovereign, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, got a plan for you. Just come on now. I hope I've said something in this. It's gone a little long, this episode, that'll be helpful to you. I want to hear from you. Amen.